This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia launched referendums on Friday aimed at annexing four occupied regions of Ukraine, raising the stakes in the seven-month-old war with what Kyiv called fake and fraudulent, with residents threatened with punishment if they did not vote. The votes on whether the region should become part of Russia began after Ukraine earlier this month recaptured large areas of northeastern territory in a counteroffensive, with Russian President Vladimir Putin also announcing this week a military draft to enlist 300,000 troops to fight in Ukraine. The Kremlin appears to be trying to regain the upper hand in the conflict. And by incorporating the four areas into Russia, Moscow could portray attacks to retake them as an attack on Russia itself, a warning to Kyiv and Western supporters. Mexico proposes a plan for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Addressing the United Nations General Assembly Thursday, Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard proposed having India and the Vatican lead a UN-backed dialogue for peace between Russia and Ukraine. But the proposal was rebuffed by Ukraine even before Ebrard gave his remarks. In his remarks, Ireland's Taoiseach Michael Martin called out Russia for its invasion of Ukraine and campaign of destruction.
We have to name what we are seeing. These actions taken collectively show Russia behaving as a rogue state.
In Ukraine, voter referendums on becoming part of Russia begin today in four Russian-held regions. I'm Mike Gracia.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iranian state television has suggested the death toll of protests over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody has risen to over two dozen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Islamic Nation's state-run media has reported demonstrations of hundreds of people in at least 13 cities, including the capital, Tehran. Now videos are emerging showing crowds protesting and security forces in riot gear firing and chasing protesters. The protests have begun as an emotional outpouring over the death of Mahsa Amini, a young woman held by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strictly enforced dress code. In a further development, people in Tehran and some other cities are planning to hold a counter-protest rally after the Friday prayers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several hundred protesters have demanded the cancellation of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral as they shouted slogans and waved banners in a Tokyo park. One demonstrator said Abe's policy supported war and he feared a step back to militarism. Abe, who was assassinated in July, was one of Japan's most divisive post-war leaders because of his revisionist view of wartime history, support for a stronger military, and what critics call an autocratic approach and cronyism. Opposition to the state funeral has also grown because of politicians' close ties to the Unification Church, which the suspect reportedly said ruined his life. The funeral is scheduled for Tuesday. Hong Kong's leader has announced the city would no longer require incoming travelers to quarantine in designated hotels after nearly 2 years. The city seeks to open up globally and remain competitive. The city's chief executive, John Lee, at a news conference Friday said incoming travelers will also no longer need a negative PCR test within 48 hours before boarding a plane to Hong Kong. Instead, they'll need to present a negative result from a rapid antigen test conducted within 24 hours. The measures go into effect Monday. Recapping our top story, Russia launched referendums on Friday aimed at annexing four occupied regions of Ukraine, raising the stakes in the seven-month-old war with what Kyiv called fake and fraudulent, with residents threatened with punishment if they did not vote. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.